Hello, and welcome again to Engineered Systems Podcast Series. I'm Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. For this podcast, I'm going to pick up on where I left off with my Tomorrow Engineer column in January 2008, Engineered Systems Magazine. That topic was on preventive maintenance work orders. And let me describe how we've created these PM work orders and have built a library of them so that we can provide PM work orders when we design a project or commission a project. We've set each template up in an Excel spreadsheet, reserving the upper right-hand corner for asset database. Asset database is that information that identifies the piece of equipment, such as serial number, model number, etc. We also included a space there to insert a barcode designation. To the left of that is a location for a digital photo to be inserted. With a picture worth a thousand words, the digital photo captures the equipment as it is at that point in time. As time goes on later on, and you're doing preventive maintenance, and you're also looking at your asset data as far as deferred maintenance and life cycle and those categories, you can look at the photo of the equipment and compare it to the existing conditions at that point later on in the equipment life. And sometimes that's helpful as a reference. Below this, we have an area assigned for special instructions. The special instructions are things like lockout, tagout. Do you need special tools to take the cover off a piece of equipment? Belt information, etc. And then under that is tasking. And tasking is those categories that are what makes up the PM work order. Things like tightening a belt, lubricating a bearing, and so forth go into this area where there will be several requirements or tasks to be done. And to the right of that will be time allotments in increments of 5 or 10 minutes to do a task. So you can add up all the tasks, and all these 5 and 10 minute increments may come out to an hour and 15 minutes of work on that PM work order. Then we assign an area that is frequency. And there are columns for weekly, monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, and annual. And we can check off what we want. Do we want this work to be done semi-annual and annual? Or do we want it just to be done annually? So collectively, you have this PM template where there's an asset area, a place to locate a digital photo, special instructions, tasking, time required to do the tasking, and the frequency. And in the lower right-hand corner is the total amount of time required to do all this work over a one-year period. Now, if the work is only done once a year, then the tasking is what it is, meaning it could be an hour and 15 minutes. If you do tasking twice a year, then this total adds up to 2 hours and 30 minutes. With this information added into all the other assets that have to be maintained, you can now come up with an approximate number of hours during the year that someone will have to do preventive maintenance. And so that's the plan with our PM work order system, is to provide these library of PM templates and use them on a equipment by equipment basis. And it really doesn't take a lot of time. With the library in place, you just draw upon it and pull it out, insert it into the overall asset data for the project. It sums up the equipment and sums up the hours. It then sums up the time to complete the PM work order, whether it's done once a year or twice a year. And with that, the facility manager now will have an estimated labor time to complete the preventive maintenance for that project. Thank you for your time, and I hope to talk to you again soon. I'm Howard McHugh.